This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Rock 99 presents the Skippy and Frank Show. Yes, the Skippy and Frank Show, serving the entire Mohawk Valley Tri-County Condom Belt. The Mohawk Valley, the nation's number one maker of rubbers. With almost 5,500
Gotta do it better.
What?
Do it better.
I'm not gonna do the echo effect.
Do the echo effect.
5,500
It doesn't sound like it.
What do you want from me, okay?
Do it better.
5,500
That's better. I'm Rock 99, Mohawk Valley, Tri-County Rubber Belt here. Number one producer of rubbers and condoms in America in the Mohawk Valley. Skippy and Frank Show. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
I'm real good. Doing real good, Skip.
Real good?
Real good.
What a tie. All right, everybody. Welcome back here to the Skippy and Frank program. 5 out of the hour. That's 55 before the end of the hour. We're going to have a little travel and weather now. Here's the weather with Snooki. Weather, what's it look like, Snooki?
It's going to be really bitching.
All right, good. That's going to be bitching today. And I'm going to tell you something. We got the big promotion on our war against terrorism here on the Skippy and Frank Show. And if I could just take a moment to be serious. Here in the Mohawk Valley, the number one producer of rubbers. I'm surrounded by millions of condoms and I still can't get laid. I do. I want to be serious for a minute. It's bad stuff happened in this country.
You got it.
And Skippy and Frank... We got a big war on terrorism starting this morning right here at Rock 99. Give us a call at 1-800-555-555, 1-800-555-555. Talk to the Skippy and Frank phone callers. And get involved in our big war on terrorism. Now, as you know, the Skippy and Frank Show, we're going to try to get the logo of Rock 99 put on the first bomb dropped on Afghanistan.
Yay!
That's right. First bomb dropped on Afghanistan.
Call Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. It's going to have the Skippy and Frank logo on it. So, you know, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be demonstrating how to do that later on with Commander Butthole. Commander Butthole right now. Commander Butthole. It's out there, Skippy and Frank.
Yeah, you know, I wish you guys wouldn't call me Butthole. My name is Butthole.
Yeah, go ahead, Butthole. How's the traffic?
Yeah, Skippy and Frank, thanks very much. The traffic right now is flowing very nice in the East-West Expressway out of the parkway down there, downtown. And out there on Courier Drive, it's a little spill out there, but everything's really good. I really hate your guts. I hope you both die of leprosy. This is Bud Hall, Commander of Skippy and Frank Show.
All right, okay, so what we're going to do right now here on the Skippy and Frank Show... Hey, wait a second.
Hey, we got a call from President Bush.
President Bush! Hey, President Bush, how you doing?
Get the phone.
The phone.
President Bush, how are you?
Real good.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks. That's President Bush.
That's right. Okay, let's give me a... Hey, wait a second. Guess who's calling?
Who?
Madonna. Madonna. Hey, how you doing, Madonna?
I'm great.
That's fantastic, man.
She's a riot. She's a riot. Hey, check it out. Britney Spears on it. Hey, Britney, how you doing?
That's fine.
All right. Okay, Skippy Frank Show here. That was Britney Spears. So we got a contest here. You put the... hey, wait a second. Shaquille O'Neal has just called. Shaquille O'Neal. Hey, Shaquille, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, that's great. So here's the thing.
Yeah, we got all these celebrities calling a show. Can't get off the ground here this morning.
No doubt about it. Got Madonna, Shaquille O'Neal...
President Bush.
President Bush? Who else can we get?
I would, what's her name? Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. Hey, Christina. Hey, Christina. You on the phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there it is. All right, so we got this contest, see, the Skippy and Frank Show. What we want you to do is we got the logo of the Skippy and Frank Show sitting on the first bomb that we're going to drop on Afghanistan. And you can ride the bomb down... in this contest, but nobody's entered the contest yet, so we thought we'd demonstrate how to ride the bomb down.
Yeah, it's really great. It'd be a really patriotic thing for you to sit on the Skippy and Frank bomb, because we had our logo sitting right on the side of the bomb. You can ride it right down to the earth and everything like that.
That's bitchin'.
This is a crazy stunt. Hey, U2's Bono is on the phone, right? Hey, Bono, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, Bono calls. Boner calls. Oh! I just hit myself. All right, so here we're going to do. I'm going to go out here just a minute. I'm going to get in the helicopter. I'm going to ride around with Commander Butthole.
I love messing that guy's name up.
His real name's Butthole, but we call him Butthole. And I'm going to get up there, and he's going to have a simulated bomb. And we're going to show you, demonstrate how you're supposed to straddle that bomb before they pull a lever and drop you down in Afghanistan.
In a minute, Skippy's going to be in the car to demonstrate how to straddle a bomb and to show you how it can be fun. Hey, look at this. Adolf Hitler's called in. Hey, Hitler, how you doing?
Yeah, it's great.
There you go. All right, so let's check out and see if Skippy's out there right now. Skippy, I know, is out there with Commander Butthole. Hey, Commander Butthole, this is Frank. How you doing?
You know, I wish you guys wouldn't call me Butthole.
Oh, come on, who gives a crap?
Well, I can hear Skippy's in. Skippy in there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm inside Commander Butthole's helicopter. I gotta tell you guys, I can't understand why nobody wanted to enter this contest. You guys are just playing chicken. All you gotta do is straddle the bomb, get your picture taken, we pull the lever, and you drop to earth, and you're on top of the first bomb that gets, dropped in Afghanistan. So, Commander Butthole, what do I do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Skippy, what you would do is...
I just want to demonstrate how to straddle the bomb. Obviously, I don't want to be dropped anywhere.
No, we wouldn't want to do that. Not all the money we're paying you.
That's right. So I'm going to show people how to straddle a bomb.
Well, what you do is, there's the bomb right there.
Right, there's the bomb. It's sitting over the bomb bay doors here on the big Commander Butthole copter, the traffic copter.
All right, just put your leg over the bomb.
All right, and put my leg over the bomb, okay?
And that's all you do. And then I ordinarily, of course I wouldn't do it now, I ordinarily pull this lever.
Oh, whoops, by mistake. Hey, wait a second, you... You bastard!
Back to you, Frank.
Wait, I don't understand.
Back to you, Frank. I'm throwing it back to you.
Did you just kill Skippy?
Yeah, I killed your partner. 1 year of being called Commander Butthole when my name is Butthole. Yeah, he was dumb enough to straddle a bomb. You better believe I pulled the lever. So, back to you, Frank.
I'll play a record. I had to dump the P word.
I'm sorry I used the P word.
Rock 99 is the bomb.
Ow!
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Today's poll on Phil Hendry Polls America. I would not be willing to go get Bin Laden if it meant I had to give up A, gasoline, B, electricity, C, alcohol, D, freedom to move between the states, E, sports, A, B, C, D, E, and F, eating out. What do you think is leading in today's polling on Phil Hendry Polls America? I would not be willing to go get Bin Laden if it meant I had to give up gasoline, 7% of the vote, electricity, 23% of the vote, alcohol, 24% of the vote, freedom to move between the states, 27% of the vote, sports, 10%, eating out, 9%, freedom to move between the states, 27%. That means that 20% of the people that we polled would not be willing to give up their vacation to the Grand Canyon in order to get one of the greatest mass murderers in history. That's Phil Hendry Polls America on philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Yes, this is Shirley calling from Jackson, Michigan.
Yes, Shirley, go ahead.
This is David Hall in Los Angeles.
What was that?
This is David G. Hall in Sherman Oaks, California.
Well, I'm calling from Jackson, Michigan, and
I'm in Sherman Oaks, California.
So what?
Well, so what? You're in Jackson, Michigan.
You ought to be put on a rocket and sent out to outer space, and besides that, You ought to be fired for doing such a ridiculous thing on
no
the radio.
Kidding.
Like, Sherman,
you're an absolute idiot.
I'm going to give you a prize if you can guess which caliber this bullet is. Is that a 45 or a...
What are you trying to do?
I don't even want to talk about your bullet.
My bullet? No bullet.
You're stupid.
Ma'am, didn't it cut the tension there in Jackson, Michigan?
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've ever called a radio talk show, and
there
I want
go.
To tell you something else.
You can weigh in.
I listened to Savage on this radio for months and months and months and months, and I'm going to request that he be put back on here.
No, we fired him.
Yeah. Well, you made a mistake.
He stinks.
You made
Wait
another
a second.
Mistake.
Well,
that's
let me
two
tell you.
Mistakes you've made so far.
Now, you've never called a radio show before,
no,
right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you think you could do it again?
Maybe.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
What do you want me to call that for?
Well, that's the number to Michael Savage. Call that number back. Say that you're Shirley from Jackson, Michigan, and you want to talk to him.
I want to talk to Savage?
Do you want to talk to him?
Where is he?
Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing now?
Hold on.
Mike Savage, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this Savage?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know why you're not on the radio on 970 in Jackson, Michigan.
Well, I'm not a professional broadcaster, as you probably know. I'm primarily in academia.
Yes.
And I just got so sick to tell... Not you, Shirley. You're great. But most of the people that call are so stupid, I go home and weep. I cry.
Well, I can imagine that.
You know what I'm saying, Shirley? But I do appreciate you. I can't stand it any longer.
I just want to...
Plus, the other problem I've got, Shirley, Michael Reagan is a better host than me. He's more... talented and he's more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I'll tell you
and
what.
And Rush Limbaugh, too.
Yeah, I like Rush Limbaugh, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, Shirley, is I got tired of stealing Limbaugh's act.
Stealing what?
Stealing Rush Limbaugh's show. I mean, I'm using all of his material. Yeah, no, I did. I can't take it anymore, Shirley. Goodbye. Look at that. You made Michael Savage blow his brains out.
Oh, will you quit fooling around?
Bill Henry. Flashback.
But you don't have... a clue what you're talking
about.
You're
from Pakistan, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that means you've been exposed to a lot of the lice and...
Okay, now what is... What does that mean?
No,
that's what you are.
No,
exactly.
I'm not...
America is... We are not talking about racism or stuff like that. We are talking about equality and protecting and going against terrorism.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, since you come from Pakistan, you're used to living with... You know, the rodent vermin.
Okay, so
what is that?
You're telling me you've never been sick, you've never been exposed. Do you live in a quarantine room or something?
Well, I haven't been exposed.
How do you know?
Well, I don't
know. How do you know? How are you so sure? What happened if you get sick tomorrow and you need a blood transfusion?
Sarah,
are you going to check everybody's...
I'm not immune to crabs the way you are.
Oh, really?
Immune to crabs.
Since who gave you the right to judge people whether they're poor and rich?
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying...
Of course you are. You're judging everybody.
How am I judging you?
You're telling people are exposed from a head lice?
Well, you're saying because this lady's from Pakistan, she's immune.
You
say because she's from Pakistan, so she's immune to the crabs.
I'm simply saying I've never had crotch itch the way I'm sure you have, Sarah, because of the country you're from.
What are you trying to tell me?
You know what? Hold on, Sarah. Can you hear us, Sarah? Your car phone broke up.
Yes, I can.
Could you repeat that, Bobby?
I'm just saying I think Sarah is a fine lady, and I don't mean any offense. I'm saying because she's from Pakistan, she probably developed an early immunity to crotch itch.
How do you know?
Well, look at the country you're from.
So? What does that mean?
Look
at the country that is going to help you out.
Isn't it true when did they get soap in Pakistan?
When did they get soap?
Oh, my God. You know what, Phil? It is a disgrace.
This is...
talking to that idiot.
I apologize.
She needs to get in the real world.
I asked a perfectly logical question.
Oh, you know what? You know what, lady? You need to get your facts straight and read your history.
No, my husband said it was 1956.
Oh, my God.
What?
Get a grip.
Well, you got toilet paper and soap.
When you got toilet paper and soap in Pakistan, wasn't it 1956?
What are you guys?
I wasn't born that year, so I wouldn't know.
You coming up with this crap out of your... You're pulling this out of your rear end?
She is so full of it. Now, you need to get your grip, you need to get your act together and come
you.
In the real world and
you know
stop
something?
Living in the world of fantasy.
Pakistan
America
better
does
help
not
us.
Need people like you, honest to God.
Pakistan
America
better help
needs
us.
People like us who support them.
Hold on, I'm getting the call. Wait. This
no,
is Big
you
Mama.
Listen.
Breaker, this is Big Mama.
Phil, she is an idiot.
I don't know. I apologize for the comment.
By the way, you people in Pakistan better help us or we can drop a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. Hey, why?
Well, that's really great.
That's
really great.
You know what, ladies?
You can't say honest to God because you don't worship the right God.
Yes, that's right. You don't.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Okay, what we want you to do now here in the final minutes that we have together, 1-800-449-8686. Give us a call and tell us about your favorite Phil Henry Show episode. And if you remind us of a show that's funny enough, you could win a CD. And if you remind us of a show that we didn't particularly like doing, a show that we were disappointed in, a show that caused great rancor and anger, and perhaps almost the firing of my producer and my engineer, we're not going to give you anything. We'll 86 you from the air. You won't be able to call back. You'll be what we call a chronic, a crank, someone we don't want. 1-800-449-8686. That was just an example of a couple of recent shows. The one yesterday where Bobby Dooley was giving out the gas masks and the food and the water at her Western Estates Homeowners Association. And giving out those things according to people's income. Because after all, if you're wealthy, you haven't been exposed to crabs and crotch rot and you may not be immune to it. And so, therefore, you need the gas mask as opposed to some of the lower-income people who do need it.
Heart will tell on you.
Let's go over here now to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, I think you're a genius.
What's up, man?
You're an absolute genius. I swear to God, you're better than crack, dude. You're like 3 hours of instant
who's,
I can't get out of my car.
Who's crack?
Hey, my favorite show there, Phil?
Yeah?
Is the one where the old guy, I don't remember his name, but he slowly murdered his wife through euthanasia. And he buried her up in the mountains. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, his wife was very sick, so he had a very tasteful burial up in the woods where he just buried her off the side of a highway and didn't tell anybody.
And she was down to one day a week of tennis, and she had migraine headaches.
Yeah, what I liked about it is he euthanized her by putting a pillow over her face while she was taking a nap.
Oh, yeah, and then when the cops came, when he gave her this personal burial, he had to leave real quick, and that was great.
It's a beautiful thing.
Great. Hey, I got another one.
We got to bring that character back. That was Alf. He lived up in Ventura. He was an Italian transplant from New York.
Hey, man, yesterday's Bobby Dooley, I swear to God, was the funniest one I've ever heard
life. Well, that flashback was from yesterday's show.
I know. Exactly. You knew how good it was. It was so good. I'm your biggest advertising guy. I swear to God, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah? Where you live, man?
I live here in Tucson, and I can't talk enough about you. All I do is sit, me and my brother, we'll be on the cell phone at the same time we're listening on the radio, and we just can't get off the phone. I'm sitting in my car for 15 minutes.
You guys
need
a life. Boy, do you need a life bigger than anybody I've ever heard. But thank you for your call.
All right, buddy.
Okay, see you later. His brother and he are sitting on the phone talking to each other, and God, they need to get out more. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Mike Schaefer, our producer, is leaving us. Probably didn't know he played the fiddle, but he's leaving and he's taking his band on the road. Mike Schaefer's leaving us as our producer in the next couple of weeks. He can't stand it any longer. Not me. He can't stand talking to a lot of you guys. He told me if I got to come in here and answer these phones one more day, I'm blowing somebody's brains out and they may not be mine. All right. Let me go over here now to Josh. Hi, Josh. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Okay, my favorite episode was a couple years ago.
That's the everybody's.
When you did
hold on for a minute. Hey, Josh, hold the line for a minute.
Yeah.
You need to back the level down because everybody's. Really? Because everybody's
really,
breaking up on the air.
I'm
doing what?
To
hold on, Josh. Yeah. Are you in your phone going, hey, Phil, it's the thing? Is that what you're doing? Because you got to knock that off.
Hold on
for a minute. Just wait a minute. The last two guys came on like they were screaming through a can. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll be back to more of your calls. Best Phil Henry Show episode, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our Phil Henry Show website. That's PhilHendrieShow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
No, we're not talking about bioterrorism. We're not talking about the next move we're going to make against the Taliban. We're not talking about the next deployment of troops. We're not talking about the next shoe to fall, the next shoe to drop, the next egg to fall, the next haircut, the next time we blow our nose. Tonight, we're just talking about some of the best shows that we've done and the ones that you liked. What are your favorite Phil Hendry shows? You know, in a lot of ways, and I'm just going to look at the show objectively, in a lot of ways our show is episodic. Unlike any other radio show, our show is episodic. People say, I remember the show you did here, I remember the show you did there. And so we thought we'd give people the opportunity to remember those fun times. And you know what I'm talking about? A couple of laughs. That's what I'm talking about. And everybody says, the president said, on down, we should get back to normal. As I've said, we'll never get back to normal, but we can at least have a couple of laughs every now and again. And remember some of the great things that we've done, some of the things you've enjoyed. And like one of them was just yesterday's Bobby Dooley show. So we don't know what we're going to get here. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to our next call. I guess it's the guy on four, Mike. John, hello, John. You're on the Phil Hendry show.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for taking
John?
My call.
You got it.
Hey, my funniest episode is when the rolling blackouts were taking place in California a while back.
Yeah?
And you had a guy, I forgot the name, but the guy was like a representative of the energy department, and he was going up, said he was going up to the old ladies and ripping her arm open to see that she bought an electric heater.
Ripping her?
She was prying her arms open, she had an electric heater, and asking her why she was buying
an she's coming out of a store?
Yeah, coming out of a store.
Yeah.
And he said that he pried her arms open. She had an electric heater, wanting to know why she bought an electric heater.
Right.
And the people were calling in and saying, well, she's old, and she probably needs a little more warmth. And the guy was telling him, gas.
Don't buy electricity.
Yeah.
Don't use
electricity.
What was he doing to the old lady after he found out she had an electric heater?
Well, he was, let me see.
Yeah. Another memorable show. No, okay, man, I understand.
Hey, also, too,
yeah.
Any of the Jim Rome spoofs, those just crack me up.
Yeah, well, did you hear the one we did where he was in a gas mask?
Yeah, I heard
yeah,
that.
Okay, there
that
you
was,
go.
What, a week ago or something?
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
John, thanks.
That. All right, thank you.
See you later, bye. Here's Josh. Josh, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
A couple of years ago, you did a remote from a tire store, and you kept going to break, and you actually didn't go to break, and we would hear what you'd say, you know, about how you guys were doing these remotes to just hawk tires, and you'd come back and you'd have to read the line, welcome to the tire store where you can get a hoo-wee of a deal.
Remember that, man. It wasn't Jim Seal's Auto Farm, was it?
Yeah, something like that. And you were beating your engineer because he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't mute your mic in a break, and we were in tears in our office. And there's about six of us now who are evangelists for the Phil Hendry Show in Portland, Oregon.
I remember that. What was that again? What kind of deal?
That was a. Let me see if I can recreate it. It was a hooey of a deal.
A hooey of a deal.
It was so great, and you were just a shit. Your career at that point, and you wanted to go back to Florida.
I got
to
tell you a funny story. I did a fake remote like I was at Disneyland, right?
Right.
And I said, hey, Phil Hendry here at Disneyland. And I wanted to do it because I was watching TV that week, and I saw one of these Disneyland remotes. You ever seen those things where the guy goes, hi, everybody, Biff Collinsworth along with Susie Brown or whatever, and in the wonderful world of Disney. You know, you've seen those, right?
Sure.
So I did the whole thing. I'm like, and today we're going to be at Tomorrowland and it's opening. And then I had a kid run by me and hit me square in the balls with a sack full of ball bearings, right? And I screamed and I held my nuts and all this stuff. Well, what happened was some lady called Disneyland thinking that I'd been attacked by some kid in the park. And I had a whole crap storm of controversy. Disney was upset and all of this stuff. And I couldn't mention them on the air anymore. And, you know.
So now you're out of the remote business?
I'm not out of the remote business, but I'm out of the remote from Disneyland business. So I'm making up
Disney.
I'm making up places like Jim Seal's Auto Farm, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, thank you.
Okay, more of the same, Phil. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Thanks. God, I remember that. And we couldn't say anything about them on the air anymore, and we couldn't talk about them, and they were very upset. And, I you know, as a place that I love, Disneyland, and I like it because my kids love the place, and I've had so much trouble with those guys. Here is Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron?
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Hi, good.
The best one ever was Soul Coke.
Soul Coke. Tell me about that.
You had an ad, it was right after Coke had the big discrimination lawsuit settled.
By some black employees.
Yeah. And some advertising executive came on and said the best way to reintroduce Coke to the black community was to come up with Soul Coke. And the cans would come in colors from high yellow to like gunmetal black or whatever. And just to make the black community more comfortable with it, it came in a 40-ounce size.
Oh, God, I remember that. Then some dude from Coca-Cola called.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't
some
hear it.
Cat
oh,
from,
that's right. Yeah. I do remember that.
Some dude from Coca-Cola calls, "We would never be interested in an idea like that." Well, I'm going to pitch it to you. Well, you're not going to get to my office with it.
So,
the cans come from high yellow to gunmetal black. Wow. That's a good one, man.
Another one was the way to get more minority women into the Republican Party was to give out abortion vouchers.
Oh, Jesus. Did we really do that?
Oh, yeah. That was about last Christmas.
You like that one?
Huh?
You like that one?
Yeah.
We're not smiling in here for some reason. We'll probably see our careers flashing before our eyes.
It really offended people. It was fantastic.
You'll love that. Okay. All right, Ron. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Should I not give that guy a CD? Oh, I hung up on him. Oh, well, whatever. 1-800-449-8686, Soul Coke. So there's a time that we almost got into some trap, but, well, we didn't get any crap with Coca-Cola. They didn't care. It was just a guy who worked for them calling up. Disney, Coca-Cola. There was even a time when the Secret Service was interested in the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were some questions about a bit that we were doing. Larry Grover. And Larry was a huge supporter of Ronald Reagan, loved Ronald Reagan. And I mean, as the hour went along, he not only loved Ronald Reagan, he was passionate for Ronald Reagan. And then as it finally got to the end of the hour, you know, he wanted to be intimate with Ronald Reagan. And that's when the Secret Service called. And I don't blame him. 1-800-449-8686. Janine, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Janine.
Hi, Phil.
How you
glad
doing?
I got to get through.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, me and my husband, listen, we are on the cell phone with each other, too, if one of your shows are so funny. My favorite is David Oliva, almost anything he does.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
You got him down so good. I like when he was catching the feeders on his street and getting their name from his friend that worked at the DMV.
Right, yeah.
And he'd go to their house or write them a letter, or maybe when he thought Robert De Niro was going to kick everybody's butt for not going to see his movie.
That was great. No, that was Robert De Niro had been in the movie. What was the movie that he was in that stiffed? Oh, it didn't stiff. It didn't open big.
Yeah.
So he was going to go over to Edward Norton's house and kick his ass.
And
then he was going to go over to that other guy's. Who?
No,
who directed that? Frank Oz? He's going to go to Frank Oz's house and kick his ass. Yeah. The other one.
Legally Blonde came out first.
Yeah, Legally Blonde came out first that weekend. So
yeah,
Robert De Niro's
going to.
And Dave is talking about how Robert De Niro is going to kick everybody's ass for making him being a stiff.
And you got him down because he always says, "Well, how do you like me now?" And I'm like, How do they know that the people like that, as my kind of people, that's what we say all the time. How do you like me now? It's like you got him.
Are you Hispanic?
Yeah, sure. I'm
yeah,
and my
Dave.
Husband.
Yeah, Dave. Well, he's L.A. Hispanic, Latin, whatever, and
LAPD.
Just like a lot of kids, and he wants to be in the LAPD. Yeah,
like Rockford Files, Jim Rockford.
You got it. Okay, Janine.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for your call. My favorite Dave bit was when he yelled fire in a crowded theater because he felt it was constitutional. And that way, I don't know what happened. He yelled fire in a crowded theater, and an old lady got trampled on a walker. And Dave goes, "Well, that's cool." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Well, what's an old lady doing? What's an old lady on a walker doing at a 10 o'clock show of The Mummy Returns?" This doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense for an old lady to be at the 10 o'clock show of The Mummy Returns in Montebello on a Friday night. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Felicia. Hi, Felicia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I love your show, first of all.
Thank you.
And my favorite characters, Bobby is tops.
Yeah, she's cool.
And my favorite episode really was Margaret Gray for the breakfast brunch when she pulled the woman out of the wheelchair and said, "You can walk. There's nothing wrong with you."
Uh-huh. Was that because that was the table that she had reserved?
Well, she did. Yeah, she hadn't reserved it, but she just automatically assumed that she was getting it. So then you told your audience, okay, this is what you do. You take the back of your hand, you put it against your chest, and then you take your head and you go back and you emit these really funny noises.
Oh, you pound the middle of your chest with the back of your wrists so that you look like you're retarded.
Yes. Now, I work on the road for a living. I serve summonses, and I listen to you every night. And when you said, "Okay, put the back of your hand," I mean, I did it.
You did it?
And I know I look stupid, but after I did it and I realized what I was doing, I was just cracking up. So
I got a knock-knock. I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, spin your finger around in the air.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo. Oh, please.
My kid told me that. The hell?
Okay.
It's better. It's either that or, hey, Catherine, pound the back of your wrist against your chest and go, "Hey, da, da."
I did that to my son.
Did you? Well,
yeah.
you're a better mother than me. But I'm a better father than you. Anyway, Felicia, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't serve me anytime soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, what's wrong with a little knock-knock freaking Yahoo joke? Everything got to be filthy in your mind? Jesus. No, these people, the people that are calling in, not you, Craig, you're fine. People calling in, they want dirt, they want trash, they want filth, they want mayhem morning, noon, and night. They want it just pulsating. They just want pulsing rhythm constantly, never ending. If they had their, I can swear to you, if a lot of these people had their way, they would probably set their homes up so that at any given time they could turn their stereo on and hear. And that's what they'd want. Yeah, that is a riff. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. The greatest Phil Henry show ever, or one of the tops in your mind. We'll be back in a minute.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Remember after September the 11th, they said, hey, how many of us are really going to want to sit and watch reality TV shows? And as it turns out, my fine friend Craig Taylor, who is a huge Great Race fan, after September the 11th, forget it, he ain't seen a one. He ain't watched it since. And none of us are watching any of that stuff, except for Schaefer, who's glued to Love Cruise. And I watch, I'm going to watch, I don't know what I'm going to watch. I ain't watching Enterprise, I'll tell you that. Okay, 1-800-449-86, nothing against Star Trek, but, you know, forget it, will you? Will you just give it up? 1-800-449-8686. Here's Tony. Hi, Tony, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, love your show. Been a fan since your days at IOD down here in Miami.
Thank you.
I have a favorite moment you did was with Bobby Dooley. When she was taking a family picture, but she didn't want her Vietnamese sister-in-law in the picture because she didn't want, quote, Charlie in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, can I tell you who my favorite, I don't think you do him anymore, but my favorite character?
Who?
Earl Pants.
Earl Pants. Yeah, Earl Pants evolved into another character named Vernon Dozier, but Earl Pants was the car talk guy, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That guy almost, I mean, I fell out of my chair on that guy.
Earl Pants would talk like this and say, come on down. We don't service no Jap cars, but all domestic, very happy. And I think it's your crankcase, Bill, but you got to bring it in and we can take a look at whether or not that's the transmission. But please, we got a circular driveway. All the Jap cars just come on in and go right back out again because we won't service them. That guy?
That was
Earl
Pants. It would involve it to just a racist thing.
Totally freaking guy.
It would start off pretty straightforward, and you could actually think it was a real car
show, yeah.
But then everything was Jap. You know,
no Jap cars.
Mercedes-Benz Jap.
All right, Tony, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling tonight from Miami. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, Earl Pants was, You know, and it was inspired. There's a million of those car shows, you know, with a lot of guys who do these car talk. And
Bill, my car is a 57 Chevy, and I've got a lot of knocking and pinging, and I really want to get the timing chain on that thing.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Just go on down and get the timing chain and then no jap. Something like that, you know. All right, let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, you're great, man.
Hi.
I got to tell you that.
Thanks for
calling. I got a blast from the past for you. You might know where you would have been at when you put this one out, too. Steve Warnell, which I don't know if you do Steve Warnell anymore.
Yeah, Steve Bozell is his name now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why
Steve Warnell had a meatpacking company called Warnell Meats.
Yes.
And he was packing manatee meat.
Yeah, Florida manatee meat, which, of course, is an endangered species.
Yeah, and people were just, oh, my
God. Going ape.
They wanted to kill you.
Yeah, these people love the manatee down there in Miami and all. And And what happens is the manatee swims in the intercoastal canal and sometimes gets nailed by a lot of these guys in their powerboats. So there's a no-wake zone, and you can't go fast, and you really got to be careful. And here's Warnell making manatee burgers.
Yeah, well, you would go on about you had this big speedboat, and you know, when you go flying down the intercoastal down there, and those manatees are just getting away and mess up your propeller, and people would call and say, how could you say that?
Yeah.
And you would say, well, do you know how much a propeller costs on one of those boats?
Yeah, yeah.
And ask them if they ever tried manatee meat before. And then another one that goes great down here in South Florida is when you're warehousing old people.
That's right, yeah. Turn all those condos on the beach into elderly warehouses.
Exactly. And I don't know what character that was you were using with that one, but that...
That was that a Saturday. I even remember the day. It was a Saturday afternoon I was doing
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, when they used to make me work 6 days a week, yeah.
Unbelievable memory, because all the old people were listening on Saturday, and oh, God.
I had just gotten to Miami, and I was working a Saturday and wondering why, and I decided to pull out that one. And it was shortly after that they wouldn't let me work Saturdays anymore, which is fine with me.
That was great. That's
all right,
a
Eddie.
Classic one.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks very much for that.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Bye. Those ones weren't really all that funny. But anyway, thanks for the call. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Steve, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
The one where R.C. Collins had a chick sit on his lap.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he had sex with her.
Just because she sat on his lap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were just razzing him about it, and he ended up just admitting that she sat in his lap, and that was it.
Yeah, he thought he had sex with a girl, and all she did was, like, sit in his lap, yeah.
That's
kind of like there was a Steve Bozell one where he thought he cheated on his wife, and when we come to find out what happened is he just had a lap dance. But he thought he'd had full-on cheating sex. He just paid some woman $20 for a lap dance. There you go. You know, all those things are true to life, man. They've happened to me, you know. I've been that confused sometimes, Steve. Thanks for calling, man. Let's go back over to another caller here. This is Matt. Hi, Matt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, I originally called about Jay Santos. I thought the one where he was checking personalized license plates and pulling people over because Elvis Newton had ran into a pregnant woman's van was hilarious.
Yeah.
But the Elvis one that really Newton. Popped to mind while I was on hold here was... Ted Bell reporting live from the Lakers game, the first game of the
And the ball goes down and the ball goes up into the man's hand,
oh,
yeah.
I spit Diet Coke all over my dashboard.
Yeah, he's a complete...
Hilarious.
You know what, in other words, he's a typical Lakers fan, a complete and utter imbecile who works like in some high-profile entertainment business and sits there and he wouldn't know his ass from a basketball, but
exactly.
He's got those courtside seats. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, Matt.
Hey, if I could take a second to tell you, I grew up in New York listening to radio like Bob Grant, Imus, and Howard Stern when he was funny, and none of those guys put together make me laugh the way you do.
Well, you're very nice. Thanks, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
See you later.